Thank you very much, Portugal. Again, a cross-cutting and potential cooperation theme with climate resilience and other priority areas. Now we really don't see more flags. Wave yours if I missed it. No. If there are no more interventions, thank you all for your comments. It was very useful for the progress of this program area, and also nice reports from national processes. With this, I would like to read out the decisions for this item. The meeting of the parties expresses appreciation to Italy for its leadership on this program area and welcomes the engagement of Netherlands as a future lead party. Thank you both. Takes note of the background paper on increasing resilience to climate change through the Protocol on Water and Health. Welcomes the collaboration with the Water Convention in this program area. Encourages countries to use the protocol's framework and tools to increase resilience to water and sanitation system to climate change, including through the target setting mechanism under Article 6 of the protocol and the establishment of effective early warning, surveillance and response systems as stipulated under Article 8 of the protocol. Also encourages countries to increase synergies where possible between their nationally determined contributions or national adaptation plans and the protocol targets and activities. Endorses the future, the proposed future work in this program area for the period of 2023-2025. Requests the Joint Secretariat together with lead parties to develop a publication on good practices on strengthening the climate resilience of water and sanitation sectors and services and across other relevant sectors, to print it and to translate it into French and Russian. So these are our possible decisions. And with this, we move on to our next item, which is the compliance procedure. Thank you very much to both of you. And as we open this session, I would like to invite the compliance the chair of the compliance committee, Jorge Viñuales, to join us on the podium. For this agenda item, we have two relevant documents: the report of the compliance committee to the meeting of the parties, including the decision on the general issues of compliance, and the list of nominated candidates for the compliance committee, together with their curricula vitae and supporting documentation, which is the informal document 7. So now I would like to invite Jorge Viñuales, the chair of the compliance committee under the protocol, to report on the committee the committee's activities since the last session of the meeting of the parties. Go ahead, the floor is yours.